Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. I am so excited to be with these two amazing ladies. I don't have a recollection of ever interviewing a mom and a daughter. I've interviewed my mom. I've also interviewed my daughters, but never like in this setting. So, Debbie Jones, you are in St. Louis, Missouri. I do know how to pronounce it properly. And Daughter D, you are in Atlanta. I want to focus in, if we can. Sleep in our culture today doesn't get the attention that it needs. And I could bore everybody to tears with all the statistics, but we just don't get good quality sleep. Those of us who are in NICEN, and I can tell you from my own experience, I'm approaching 30 years. December 2nd is my renewal date. And that's when I bought, that's when I bought my first sleep system. And The short version is this, and Dee, I want you to piggyback and I want you to take off and share your story about these two young men that God has blessed you with. I met a mom the other day, and she said it this way. She said, "Yep, we've been blessed with 6 children in 10 years." Yeah, I know. Wow. Her youngest is 22 now. Okay, so 22 to 32 are their age, in that category, in that 10-year span. Of the 6 children, 5 of them are on the spectrum.
Oh, my.
That was my response.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I said, sleep like a major thing, or I should say interrupted sleep. And she said, Vance, that's why I have been a full-time stay-at-home mom. And she mentioned her husband's name, why he works so many hours and so much overtime, blah, blah, blah. And she said at times, and she said, I just appreciate the adult conversation that I get to have with you. And we had this whole conversation while her youngest, 22-year-old, was playing in the backyard. But here's my point. Sleep is so crucial. It's the backbone. And I can tell you, as one in my early 20s, I didn't get good quality sleep. I couldn't sleep on my back because of an injury that I sustained because I was young and dumb. But Dee, I want you to lead off because Debbie, you had the privilege of sharing, and I've interviewed you and you shared a great story about your two grandsons on the Tuesday night encounter. However, this is my one request, and it's a big one. It's a tall request, I know. But can we talk about this without using prognoses and diagnoses and labels and that kind of thing? Because I get to live, and here's my last point in the D. I'm going to let you just take off. Tell us a little bit about yourself and these two amazing young men. And I've seen their picture, and wow. I get to do life with a 12-year-old who has been labeled, who's been given a diagnosis. And a few days ago, in leading up to this conversation we're having this morning, she asked, we were on our way to church, and she asked, she said, "Mommy, Daddy, what does that mean?" That, and she named the letters. We might as well just say the ABCs, right?
Okay.
And we explained it to her. And she said, "Oh." And then I also, added, I said, "But your DNA, Addie, because you're Ethiopian and you have some other attributes as well." And she said, "Oh, well, that makes sense." And I'm going, this is so wonderful to be able to have this honest conversation. So, Dee, tell us about these two amazing, handsome young men in your life. And how NICEN has played into it and all that good stuff. So go for it.
Yes. So I have two rambunctious little boys. They are 8, 5, and 3. And because of their diagnosis, sleep has been up and down. My oldest son is at one end. He loves sleep since a baby. He has been the type that loves sleep, is going to get his sleep, needs his sleep, seems to not get enough sleep. I don't know if it's that he's not getting good quality sleep, but he always found a way to get sleep, even as a baby, to the point where it messed up my milk supply. He was sleeping a lot. And in contrast, my three-year-old was the opposite. He seemed to never sleep. He was always up. And when he was trying to sleep, I could tell he was not getting good quality sleep because he was always moaning, flipping, turning, just moving, restless in his sleep. And so, of course, when you have two children that are not getting good quality sleep, whether they're laying there in bed all the time, sleep, but not getting quality sleep, or they're there for a short time, not getting quality sleep, tossing and turning, then that makes for a very eventful day when they're awake, they're crabby, they're hyperactive, they're moving around, they're, you know, they're boys to begin with. They're already rambunctious. But that
now,
adds.
Now, Dee, what, I'm curious, being one of three sons, what exactly are you saying about boys? What's your point?
Boys is another level.
Don't take it personal, man.
As a boy mom, I am learning you have to be built different than a girl mom. I mean, I have to get some thick skin and learn to just say, a bone was not broken. We made it through the day. Everything was a good day. It was a good day. We didn't go to the hospital. It was a good day. That's what it means to be a boy mom.
No, I completely understand being a dad of three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and all kidding aside, I know why my mom, who's 80 years young today, I know why she started coloring her hair in her 20s. Because, because, you know, we did that to her. I get it. When you talk about sleep, and I appreciate the fact that you, it sounds like it was agonizing, and it can be, and I get that from our own, because I every morning I read directly underneath in our living room, directly underneath our 12-year-old's bedroom, so I know when the first thump happens, and I sat there and I start praying, God, please let her go back to sleep, let her go back to sleep. And I'm not being selfish. I just know, especially on school days.
Yeah.
I know how vital it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that we all share the same solution, but share with us, Dee, how this this Joan of Arc, this savior called Grandma, came in talking about. And then Debbie, I want you to take over and share your perspective on being so far away, St. Louis to Atlanta, and going, wow, my two grandsons they're taking a toll on mom and dad here, you know, my daughter and how that. So Dee, but what did you notice when Nikan entered the boy's life?
Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely noticed a difference, and I guess the good thing about it, my mom, thank goodness, she's a saint. My mom, with both boys, with them when they were younger, my mom came down and spent a considerable amount of time with me after I had them. I think she was down here with me for 8 months with my oldest son and 6 months with my younger son. So she got to experience firsthand the sleep issues that both of them had. So she knew firsthand knowledge what I was going through. So when she got back active with Nikan and she heard about the sleep system and she already knew firsthand what I was going through, she said, hey, I got something coming in the mail to you. I didn't even think she didn't tell me beforehand what was coming into the mail, because she knew I would have been like, ah, mom, I don't want you doing this. I don't want you doing, you know, she knows the resistance that I would have given her. She just said, I got something coming in the mail. Be on the lookout. It's going to be some big boxes. call me when they get there, and I'll tell you about set up. And I'm like, what in the world? So, of course, these big boxes show up on my doorstep. And I'm like, what in the world is this, Mom? And she's like, well, I bought a sleep system, and I want you to try it out on the boys. And I'm like, okay, well, let's just go with this and see, because we need something. So we got the entire sleep system for my older son's bed. He's in a twin bed. And so we got the sleep system. We put it on his bed because we had tried a few other things to try and see if it would help increase the sleep, and we hadn't had very much success. And so we put it on his bed, and that first night we were like, let's see how things are going to go. How is he going to respond? Because also, change is not necessarily one of his favorite things, you know. So right. We were like, okay, first of all, is he going to like the change to his bed? Which he did. He hopped right in, got under that nice, thick, plush, bouncy feeling cover, and snuggled right on in. And when I tell you, it seems like that was the night that he went to sleep the fastest. I didn't hear him. We still use a monitor in their room just so we know when they're up at 5, 6 in the morning at that time. And we know when they're falling asleep. They weren't falling asleep till 9, 10 o'clock at night sometimes, up at 5, 6 in the morning sometimes. And when I tell you, he was asleep in a matter of minutes, it seemed like, because he burrowed under there, pulled the covers up all the way up over his head. It's almost like he made a cocoon tent out of it where he just snuggled under it, wrapped himself under it, and was out. And so we're looking at that. My husband and I are looking like, wait a minute, he's out. And then we've got the three-year-old that's over in his, he's got a toddler bed, and he's still jumping and kicking. And we're like, okay, we've got to do something. Mom, what do you have for him? What can we do for him?
Okay, so, yeah, so Debbie, take over the story here. I'm not trying to rush it, but both my wife and I, having, again, three daughters, we're looking forward to grandparenting someday. And we're not looking forward to it to spoil them rotten, to get them all sugared up and then send them back to their parents, you know, payback for all the things they do. We're not that vindictive. I'm hoping that we'll be more like you, Debbie. That we see a need, and we can help with that need. Why did you do this? I'm curious. Why did you go, hey, sleep is an issue here, and I think this might help. I mean, that's because a sleep system is not a small investment, but it's not a ginormous thing either. Right. It's not like buying them a car on their 16th birthday or something, you know. So
yeah, that'll be next. but absolutely, that's when my husband gets involved. But I was such a believer in Neken from having been involved with it back in the late 90s, and even though I was no longer actively being a distributor, as I was called back then, I always pushed for Neken. Anytime someone mentioned a problem, I was thinking Neken's the solution. So when I met Sherry Danzik in Atlanta at a demonstration, I recognized that she was talking about Neken, and I didn't move quickly, but then after I was watching my grandsons, I thought about it, and I said, I wonder if the sleep system might help my boys, because I knew what it had done for me in the past. So I got that sleep system ordered for the twin size bed, because there wasn't one for the toddler size bed. But as Dee is saying, I was one that would be a part of the nighttime routine, and they would just, he would want me to just keep reading another story, sing another song, Grammy, because I say I'm an award winning grandmother, so I named myself Grammy. But he'd say, you know, Grammy, do this, stay here. But once I got him under that sleep system, he would fall asleep so quickly and so soundly that his little brother right across the room from him, with all of his energy that was still going, it would not wake him up. he would still remain asleep. So what I couldn't really get another sleep system for that toddler-sized bed, but what I had was my good old faithful original sleep system that I had, which is every bit still as good. So I put Miles, I had Lee and her husband put him on the old sleep system, which happened to be down there because, once again, I was still trying to use the Nican products. And I had the travel blanket. And so we cocooned him in those two things, and we noticed that some of the sounds that he would make at night began to subside over time. So what's getting ready to come in the mail now, Dee? Be on the lookout, because she happened to mention to me that she was getting ready to invest in another bed. And so I quickly have placed an order, Dee, that'll be coming. I just placed it yesterday. So
yeah,
she will be getting another one of the new sleep systems, because what we found is with all three of the technologies and that comforter and what we see with the five-year-old, we're excited to see how much more of a benefit the three-year-old is going to get from that. And it just warmed my heart. One story Dee just shared with me, because the five-year-old is very observant. And Dee can, Vance, if you're okay, I'd like Dee to tell you what she told me that the five-year-old just told her.
Let's hear it straight from you.
Yeah, just quickly, he was getting ready to lay on the couch. It was time to go to bed, and he says, I'm just going to sleep here in the living room on the couch. And I said, you want to sleep on the couch? I said, well, what about your bed? I said, you know, Grammy bought you that nice system for your bed to sleep on that helps you sleep. And he said, oh, yeah, that's right. She bought that thing that has all the circle magnets on it that I count. And I was like, I didn't know there were magnets in there. But he, as a part of his lovely, brilliant mind, he loves numbers. He loves counting. So I guess at some point laying there, he's counted all these things. And for him to understand that they were magnets, none of us told him they were magnets. But he understood that they were magnets, and he was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I've got those things with all those circles and magnets and things in it. And we were just like, who told you that? He understood it. He knew and understood, like, oh, yeah, that's right. Those things help me. Never mind. And he went down to his bed without a fight.
Absolutely.
You know, we have had, and this is not about Vance, okay? This is about these two young men, but the similarities that we've experienced in our own home, having a almost 24, 21, and a 12-year-old, okay? All three daughters, completely different, diametrically different DNAs, okay? Biological, China, and Ethiopia, okay? We call it intentional diversity, okay? But my point is this, especially with Addie, same scenario, Dee, that you just, that story you just told. Ours will want to fall asleep on the couch. And that's the same routine, the same ritual we do. You really? You want to do that? You want to fall asleep on a leather couch, the same leather couch that you called feels like plastic? You know, when you were describing it to, because these are new couches to us. You know, we found them on Craigslist. And she's like, yeah, you're right. I don't want to do that. I said, you know, you can. You know, and the power of suggestion, I said, you can if you want to, but, you know, your bed is going to be a whole lot more comfortable. And and all the little things. There's another story that popped into my mind as you were sharing, Debbie, because being in St. Louis, I have a friend, dear friend of ours, that she used to be my assistant when I worked in Oklahoma. And I remember the conversation I had with her years ago, and she had shared this just great agonizing process. It takes her two and a half hours to go through a process to fall asleep. And I said, you know, I've been in Nican a long time. I was in Nican when you know, we worked together. And I said, they've got some incredible. And this was before the Nature Rest Fit, what we have now. And the response was this, and I have a point here. She said, okay, Vance, what can you get me for $50? And I, oh. My response to her was simply, well, Jen, you don't value your sleep enough if that's all you're going to be willing to invest.
Right.
And I haven't talked to her about it, but obviously, Debbie, you value not only your daughter and your son-in-law's sleep. Dee, would you mind sharing with us what you do for an occupation and how that plays into the whole mix?
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, yes. So, I am actually a poison specialist. So, I work for our state poison center. And so, most of the states have poison centers. We cover accidental overdoses for children or even adults. We do intentional overdoses for the states. Some variations in the states we do, like in Georgia, snake bites, dog bites. We do a plethora of chemical exposures, things like that. So, we work closely with toxicologists and things like that in hospitals and triaging patients. And so, to accommodate the boys' schedules, I actually have to drop to work night. And so even in you telling that story about your assistant, I thought about it. My husband and I ended up getting a sleep system because with me working overnight and I get such a short amount of sleep with, you know, working with the boys' schedule and trying to get in sleep during the day while they're at school in their program, I'll never forget that first night that we put it on our bed. And I remember telling my mom, what kind of voodoo is in this system? Because I laid on the bed, and it felt like magnets were holding me down to that mattress. And I remember telling her, I cannot get out of this bed. I feel like there is some magnetic force that is just holding me here in this bed. But it was that I had not had good, relaxed, quality sleep. And I think even for the short amount of time of sleep that I get, I'm getting better quality sleep because it's completely relaxing my body and allowing me to get better quality sleep. Even though I'm not getting as much sleep as I need, I'm getting a better quality sleep for that shorter time of sleep that I'm getting. So even for my husband and I, it's working miracles for us in getting a better quality sleep for the busy, hectic lives that we live.
Yeah, and I will throw just one quick factoid out. And again, I don't want to pontificate on this, but the Japanese as a people, as a culture, they lead. They're at the top of the list. And you can fact check me on this, folks, if you don't believe me. But they lead all countries as far as longevity and quality of life and energy level and all that kind of thing. But what's interesting in the last couple of years, because of what you just said, Dee, these crazy of lives that we've lived or that we're living, they as a culture, especially in the big cities, they are striving to get more and more and more and more out of life. And the downside is they're sleeping less, which is not good for the long haul. And so in the future, we will see these statistics change. I'm confident of it, and it's sad, but I know, and I'm the same way, having been woken up this morning at 3:19. And been wide awake ever since then. But I know what my logical brain, and I don't know if I'm type A or type B or ABC or A through Z. I don't know what pigeonhole that people want to put me in, but I do know this. When I can quickly calculate, okay, I went to bed, I crawled into bed right at 10 o'clock. I think I looked at the clock at 10:14-ish. This is what my right or left brain, and again, I don't know which side it is. I don't care. But if I can go into the day knowing that I got 5 to 5.5, 6 hours sleep, not the most optimum, not the best,
right?
But I know, especially with the Mercura pillow that Nikan just introduced to us.
Yes.
Good golly, Miss Molly. I mean, great balls of fire. I mean, whatever saying you want to throw at it, that thing delivers all the different options it has. I literally, and I know as a grown man, I shouldn't talk about snuggling up to a pillow, but I love that.
My husband does.
Yeah. So Debbie, why don't we give you the last word and we'll wrap this up because this has been incredibly helpful to me because I'm sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, I know some other young people I need. I'm not going to give a Nikan sleep system to these people. I'm not going to do like what you did, Debbie, but you just said the Makura pillow for your husband. Finish off and tell us about that.
Well, here's the thing with the Makura. I just ordered them. I just ordered my pillows because, well, my husband was talking about snuggling up to his pillow. I thought he was talking to me. That was a nickname for me, but it wasn't. It was really his physical pillow. So I'm going to give him a reason to snuggle up. So I am really waiting for my Makura to come in, and I did notify Dee that Makura pillows are coming down there as well to Atlanta. So it's not about it's not about Dee and the hubby. It's about those grandchildren of mine. So I want to make sure that they have the new pillow, and I want to make sure that my husband has it also. But really, just I didn't go wrong with reconnecting with Nikan in, you know, a more formal sense instead of just telling people, oh, reach out to this company. It has really served the purpose for which I got back into it, and that was just to I look out, Dee is my child, so I'm looking out for my child, and I was looking at the fact that she wasn't getting rest, and that's why I knew I needed to do something with helping my grandsons, which would help Dee and Milton. And so it has done my heart so much joy for me to be able to go down there and see it for myself, to see my grandson blossoming as he goes off to just the regular school, and to see that he's excelling right on along with all of the neurotypical children. And just to see my baby boy, my 3-year-old baby boy, you know, go from hearing the moans, and because I would be up at night with him trying to keep him quiet so that Dee and her husband could get some sleep. And to just see things turning around, it brings so much joy to my heart and my husband's heart as well. Eric, he's right down there supporting me as I support them, or allows me to go down there so often. But Nikan has not disappointed, as I knew that it would. Yeah. So it's just a wonderful thing. I mean, I'm excited and always saying, you know, put them on camera so I can see them and what they're doing and that sort of thing. And just watching their growth over time improve and improve and improve, it's quite amazing. So I'm very thankful.
You know, Debbie, the thought that just came to my mind, and Dee, I want you to actually have the last word as the mom here, but the thought that came to my mind is the epitome of the five pillars of wellness. You know, we talk about that, Nikan. It's our core values. And I find myself talking to people more and more lately that, well, one of our company's core values is this balance. And I hold up my, you know, four fingers and thumb, and I go through them. And more often than not, people go, oh, wow, that really is good. I went, no, I didn't come up with it. Yeah. I just memorized it a long time ago.
Right.
Because it's definitely impacted all five of those areas.
Yeah.
Dee, where do you see this going? And I know that's an open-ended, I mean, that's just like a Pandora's box. But where do you see this going for your family, especially your boys?
I mean, I think the possibilities are endless, because, I mean, we just know that sleep is just such a core foundation for your day, for your energy, for your ability for your mind to work. And I just see that with them. I see the change in them. And like I said, I just think the possibilities now for them are just endless. And I just see the growth in their language. I see the growth in their activities and their abilities. I see them settling down more, not as rambunctious. But I mean, I just think the possibilities are endless. It just opens up so many more doors just because they've gotten a good night's rest. And so it allows them to have a better foot to start their day and be able to absorb just that much more energy, education, that much more that people are pouring into them. Yeah.
And I definitely would echo that because I don't want to get into the current news cycle. However, we know that, as the songs say, you know, our future is our children.
Mm-hmm.
That when we, you know, that's what, you know, the Healthy Child, Healthy World organization is all about. Every child matters. And when we can put this focus on just the simplicity of it, and all of us in Nika know that it's a one-time investment. I mean, it's a small price to pay, and you cannot put a value. You can't put a price on good sleep. So, Debbie D, thank you, ladies, so very much. My mind is racing.
Thank you for having us.
And I'm not self-promoting, but now I can take a recording of this conversation and I can share it with other people. So, I've never even asked your last name.
It's Douglas. I am Dionne.
Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. So Debbie Jones and Deanna. Douglas, Deanna, have been our guests this morning. And remember, folks, SaturdayAMLive.com. Steve is a little behind on getting some of the recordings posted, but there's so many of these great stories. And I also want to just, again, I know I sound like a broken record when I say this, but the Tuesday night, I keep wanting to call it Happy Life, Happy Wife, but that's not the title of it. Balanced Life equals Happy Life. Every Tuesday night, 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
West Coast time, that's 8:30. Yeah, so Debbie, you like these. I know that it's just been a phenomenal, and I can't wait to next Tuesday with Kimball Sargent. That woman doesn't need Nikan's energy products. She is walking energy. So I'm really excited. And if you've missed any of these folks, they're all recorded. They're all been posted on WhatsApp. They're all on YouTube now. So reach out, touch someone, find the recording, share them there. But do yourself a favor. And by the way, this is what we're going to be talking about next week. So several of us are using these, and the traction that we're gaining and sharing, it's not about so much building our business, but it is. We're just learning little things to ask people. Hey, would you watch this if I shared it with you? And I talk a little bit about my friend Barb Satterwhite and Carol Cosby, but I say, I'm not going to even share it with them if they're not going to commit to watching it. And I'm not being mean, but it's a gift. And if somebody doesn't like, you know, if you would have never opened those boxes and put them on your boy's bed, then granny probably would have said, well, what do you say? I'm going to come down there myself and I'm going to put them on their bed.
Exactly.
So, anyway, thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate it. And I know I know you've got a full day ahead of you, as I do. So I wish you the best, and thank you for being so generous with your time this morning. Really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yes,
thank you.
So, anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks again to our guests, and we look forward to catching you again next Saturday. It'll be here before you know it. So for now.